But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. You know I'm talking about, you know, what is coming down the pike. And I don't get any... there's nothing that I benefit from by having these conversations. I don't hate the government. I don't dislike it. That's not what this is. This is the fact that at some point in time, the American people are going to have to wake up and face the reality of what is happening in our country. And it is our country. And so as Tom always says, it's our country. It's not the corporation's country. But I don't know. You know, when you look and see that corporations control it all, and you and I don't seem to control anything. And I'll just say this, and then we'll go back to Tom. Another market that shows these fundamental issues in terms of structure is the energy sector, oil and gasoline. One of the interesting things that happened in the United States was when Russia invaded Ukraine and oil and gas prices went up. Let me see if I need to repeat that, because I keep hearing people on the right say Joe Biden is the reason that the oil prices and the gasoline prices are so high. Let me read that again. One of the interesting things that happened in the United States was the Russia invaded Ukraine and oil and gas prices went up. The Biden administration said we are not importing any more oil from Russia, which makes sense. Now the supply is lower, the prices should be higher. It all makes perfect sense. However, the United States doesn't rely that much on Russian oil. There are many ways to compensate for it, and yet gasoline prices went up quite a bit. The question is why? A lot of companies in the United States are taking advantage of the situation and masking it under the disguise of the world coming to an end. That's why the prices are higher. They can do it now, and nobody's going to notice. Furthermore, nobody's going to stop them. Tom, that's at the root of all of it.
Absolutely.
And that's Veronica Dollar. She is an assistant professor of politics and economics and law at sunny old Westbury.
Yeah, it's the love of money, and it's the greed, and it's the craving for power, I guess. These people that are the billionaires, they don't even live in the world that we live in, and they don't understand that they're destroying actually our whole nation.
And they really should be our enemies,
right?
They made it that way.
Right. Instead, we prop them up like their lifestyle is the rich and famous.
Right.
Oh, boy, let's follow them. I mean, it's disgusting. You know, if we don't end up with someone like FDR, like Paul was saying, that can fix all of this.
Ron. Yeah.
And hopefully that person doesn't show up in a dictator's suit that actually brings fascism to full gear. Then, you know what, I don't know what we can do. Joe Biden has a lot of tools in his toolbox, I think, that he could actually do through executive action. Of course, everyone would say he's the dictator.
So as Ron stated, though, Tom, you know, this is not – you got to ask the question why. And when we talk about the Founding Fathers and the Constitution and all of those things – think about this. Presidents can only get 8 years, right?
Right.
Congress and Senate, yeah, can be forever.
Right.
Okay. So that means that the president can't be the most powerful person when we're talking, because they're only here for a short time.
They can only be forever. They can only be forever if people keep on voting them in.
Well,
every 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, but Tom, you can't keep on voting the president in, because there's no such provision.
Correct.
My point is that why is it the case that Congress and Senate have limitless, you know, times, And maybe it's that they thought that you can't afford to turn over Congress and Senate, you know, and the government maybe would not be able to survive if they were, you know, turned over so often. But they put that in place where, you know, they rotate the times that they run on the Senate, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, those people are being bought off by corporations and lobbyists in Washington, and that's one of the reasons why they stay in office, because they're the ones that are going to fool the American people by having commercials that actually say the opposite of what they do. I think we need to have a little bit of truth in advertising in our political, you know, system with commercials, as an example.
Hey Tom.
It's just, yeah, there's a lot of problems.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Sam, who do we have up next?
Jack from Merrimack.
Hey, Jack, what's going on, man? How you doing? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, I'm doing just peachy keen, as my granny used to say.
Yeah.
This whole oil problem, there's a whole bunch of things involved, including the obvious greed of the oil companies. But where this really stems from, I was reading an article dated April 30th, 2020, that basically stated Trump negotiated, actually he pressured, Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi prince,
right,
and Putin, and he pressured both of them to make a total of 9.7 million barrels a day in production cuts. And now when Biden went to try to talk to MBS, he was unsuccessful. The guy wouldn't even talk to Biden. Of course, Putin's not on real friendly terms with us at this point either. So those production cuts are going to remain in place. The second thing, though, is that I'm a stockholder in one of the major oil companies, and I know it's greed because I watched the quarterly report, which the previous quarter had about a $4 billion profit, not how much they actually were paid, but the total profit was about $4 billion and went up about 2.5 times in the last quarter. So that's the second thing. Now, what can Biden do about it? Well, if he can get the cooperation of Congress, which is going to be very difficult,
which he can't get,
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but if he could do that, he could do what I think it's. Let me think. The Prime Minister of the UK managed to put basically an excess profits tax on the oil companies.
Boris Yeltsin.
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson. Yeah, right.
He managed to get an excess profits tax passed, and he's returning some of that money to the people of Great Britain. If we could get any cooperation now, if the Republicans weren't so hypocritical about blame, but we won't do anything for you to help.
Because
we could actually do something similar.
Well, because the Republicans are just talking about things. They don't have any answers to any of this, right? I mean, if they're in office, nothing changes. The oil prices don't go down. Well, you hear people say, well, we'll drill more. That's what we need. We need to open up more drilling. That's not going to be the answer. That's not going to change it because it's now global. And the greed, as you stated, has set in. Go ahead.
I mean, we've got to do something also about this thing called the mineral depletion allowance, which has been characterized by magazines like Forbes, which is not exactly a bastion of liberal politics, as the largest tax break in the history of the world. Basically, that oil company that I own stock in, they're supposed to pay, what is this, the maximum tax on a company is like 20%. and they don't pay anywhere near that on their real profit, because they're able to use this depletion allowance to cut their taxes way, way back.
So
that's another thing that has to be changed.
You know, Jack, how do you, and you're a retired educator, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Good memory, man.
So here's the deal. That's not being taught in school. None of this is being taught in school. Why, they're always talking about what should be taught in school and what shouldn't be taught in school. The way our government is structured and situated, I think should be taught in school, the truth about the way the government is situated. You can talk about the founding fathers. You can talk about all of those things, but none of those things in everyday life help people who struggle in the wealthiest nation on earth. And I just have a problem with the fact that the way our government is set up, it's buyer beware. And so...
And it's the rich that are the buyers.
That's correct.
They're looking out for themselves.
Right. And so they set down that control, and there never should be a provision or anything called buyer beware. Because if you're in this for the best interest of the American people, and we're all citizens of this government and people who fight, bled, and died for this nation, then why do you have a provision such as you got to read the small print? Why would our elected officials allow that kind of pilfering to continue to go on and the American people suffer that price? And if they're not smart enough to know it, then they're going to be routed in their own country by fellow countrymen. What sense does that make?
We need what you're right. I taught science, and science looks at objective facts. And I tried to get my students to the point where they would look at the facts of any situation, not just chemistry or physics. But the real issue is that I think we need to teach our students some very basic economics, and not just buyer beware, and not just supply and demand economics. We need to have them understand where all this money is going.
Hey Jack.
And the money that's going into the policy.
I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. Be right back. This is where
I belong. Smart Asset Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully evaluate, acquire, and maintain any size property and maximize a property's potential value. Whether it's the first time you are purchasing a house or managing your next apartment complex, we are here to reach your real estate goals. Start investing now. We take the headaches, you keep the profit. Contact us at 262-232-8738 or visit us at smartassetrealty.com.
Se habla español.